Our scripture message this morning is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 32 through 44. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to him, "Unbind him and let him go." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I thank our sister in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted this morning. Thank you, Cheryl. Would you please join with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for your word of truth that can be trusted. Keep us open now to how it challenges, stretches us, and fills us for the journey ahead. It's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. It's an interesting time of year. Yesterday, there were some people dressed as skeletons, zombies, if you will. Today is All Saints' Day in the church calendar. And then tomorrow, in the Mexican culture, is the Day of the Dead. In other words, a stretch of days here where we are thinking about death. And yet we're thinking about death in a different way. We're thinking about death as a way of celebration. That it is not the end. That is not the final word. And for Christians especially, we understand that. Death, you see, is only the entrance into that which is eternal. And what a celebration that is to have in our hearts each and every day. I understand that in the Mexican Day of the Dead, they have very colorful altars, sometimes even create masks with a particular theme for someone that has gone on. It is indeed a great celebration. A celebration of something more. And also a celebration of that life well lived. Each of us is thankful for someone who has gone on into eternity. A life well lived. Someone that has taught us, that has touched our lives in an intimacy that reminds us of how God works as well. Jesus was touched in a very intimate way in this story this morning. Touched by the passing or the death, the supposed death of his friend Lazarus. And we understand that part of the scripture where he shouts, "Lazarus, come out!" And it had to be astounding to see that. Maybe even some who were watching that felt it was absurd. There were a number of obstacles, you see, that were standing in the way of that person coming out of that tomb, really actually coming back to life. Certainly there were those who were there who thought, well, the power of death is the greatest power. That's the final answer, isn't it? And yet Jesus, even in his life, and especially in his life, says, no, the power of death is not the final answer. The power of God working through me, Jesus says, is the power of resurrection. There is a theologian, Robert Jensen, who gives us another word for God. It's a familiar phrase, I should say. It's two words, eternal life. Interesting. Thinking about eternal life and thinking about that as a term for God reminds us of what God has provided through Christ. Another obstacle was the stone in front of the tomb. Certainly, it was sealed. Another obstacle was the stench from the decomposition. There were a list of things, a list of problems that people were starting to line up in their own minds. And then finally, the linen cloths that bound Lazarus. And yet, at each of these obstacles, the power of God through Christ, the power of resurrection, the power of eternal life, met those challenges and went past them. What does that mean for us today? The challenges and obstacles that we have, because we have a saving relationship with God through Christ, and because resurrection power is real here and now, not just then and there, we can meet any obstacles and God helps us through them. It's because of the victory of the cross. It's because of the empty tomb. This empty tomb pointed to one that was to come. These linen cloths lying on the ground pointed to linen cloths that would be spoken of empty, wrapped up in an empty tomb for centuries. For us today, for us to simply be open to that resurrection power that is available, is the invitation of an eternal God to us, his children. Those in whose lives, he wants to work in an eternal way. That means he's not simply working now, he's going to work every day. And every day, even after we are received by him into glory. Think about those who have gone on. Think about those in your own life who have gone on into glory. They are a witness to the empty tomb, to the resurrection, and on All Saints' Day, we think about the saints of the church who have done the work of ministry and now rest in the arms of God. And now it is our call to tie into and to be open to and to humble ourselves before the living God, before the cross of the resurrection, to be open to the power of resurrection that is available in this very moment. You simply need to say, yes, Lord, I am ready. Yes, Lord, I am open. Yes, Lord, I believe that you can roll away the stone, raise to life that which was dead, and take the burial cloth, the linen cloth, away. This morning especially, at this table, at this very table, we are reminded of resurrection. We are reminded because in these gifts of grace, God speaks to us. It's not simply something that we go through the motions receiving. As we receive the body and as we receive the blood, we say we believe in resurrection. The resurrected one is what we are receiving, is who we are receiving. Christ, alive and well in the world. And as we receive him, then that only glorifies that presence. It's nothing that we do that strengthens the presence, but it points to that. Do you understand what I'm saying there? We can't strengthen God anymore. God is already omnipotent, powerful beyond anything that we can imagine, but we can point to that power in our servanthood, in our humility, and as we receive these elements of communion today. Wonderful. Tasting of new life. Receiving of the gift of grace. Are you ready to receive that? Are you ready this morning at this table to say to God, I am yours. I believe that resurrection power is here and now, not simply then and there. Are you ready to chew that, church? Are you ready to do that, church?
Yes.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we give you the praise. Thank you for how you're at work in our lives through grace and power. And thank you for these elements. Thank you for what they mean. They point to resurrection. They point to power. They point to grace. And we receive them being filled by you once again. It's in the name of our Savior that we pray. Amen.